be better than the
I think it does start at 8.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we have that tonight. We're going to go over college football bowl game predictions by Sporting News. That should be a lot of fun. Probably also going to rank a little bit of the college SEC head football coaches. We'll rank them today from CBS Sports that it came out. And also Jason Martin from 104.5 The Zone, the Big Six, is going to join us right at 1:20 today. We're going to talk to him, what's going on with the Titans. OTA is going on. We'll talk a little Tennessee football with him as well. I know Game of Thrones is going to be brought up. He is an aficionado at that good stuff, and I'll let him fly right into it, especially with the upcoming seasons of different shows that are starting up, which kind of excited about. A few of them, not all of them. That Chernobyl's absolutely crazy. We'll take your phone calls as well, 865-546-8200, as we get things rolling. Chance, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some issues with the podcast at first. So the first couple of minutes will be clipped today.
Are you excited about the 1/5 of the Fab Five?
Juwan Howard?
Going to be back at Michigan officially.
For me, I get excited about stuff like that just for nostalgia purposes. Like, I get to see Juwan Howard back in Michigan, back in Ann Arbor, you know, back maize and blue. That's kind of cool. But and I'm excited to see, like, what can he do? That's the first question. These NBA coaches jumping to college basketball, how are they gonna do?
Did he deserve a job like Michigan? Let's be real honest here. Michigan's that's a big job.
I say he deserves it only because he's had some, you know, assistant coaching experience in the NBA. And I would say that when you're the notoriety level that he had as being a member of the Fab Five and what they did, I think that kind of does give you a little bit of advantage, and you kind of do, you kind of earned it somewhat. It's like if Peyton was offered the coaching gig at Tennessee with no head coaching experience in college or anything like that.
No.
At the same time, most people are like, yeah, he earned it. No, he is the prodigal son of Knoxville when it comes to Tennessee football and his experience in the NFL. So, hope that experience helps out Howard. I think it should. I think he's going into a good situation. Like, John Beilein didn't leave the cupboard bare or anything like that.
No, I think my turnoff is that it's not Vanderbilt, it's not Memphis at the time, because Memphis was down, and for a coach like
you're saying it's too big of a job for somebody.
Well,
it's
too big of a job for somebody without
any college
that type of experience. I mean, now look, they'd had to gone on the market. They tried, in a sense, with Ed Cooley from Providence.
Yeah.
But my question too, though, is what big name coaches out there would have left in right here near the beginning of June to go take a job at Michigan?
Exactly. That's another thing. Like, it's not their fault. I mean, John Beilein takes that Cleveland Cavaliers job. They're not expecting that at all.
Which is still crazy to me.
At all.
I thought Izzo would go before.
They're not expecting, they're not expecting that at all. So, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm excited just to see what will happen. Excited to see this trend of, you know, former NBA players going back to whether or not it's their coaching their alma maters or just going to coach college basketball and not staying in the NBA ranks. Pretty excited to see how that's going to work out for a lot of these guys when we're talking 3 years from now.
In other news in college athletics,
yeah,
the University of Alabama and South Florida have signed a 3-game deal.
Mm.
One of those games will take Alabama to South Florida.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
We'll take them to Tampa. Now, let me phrase this by saying they're going to be playing at the NFL Stadium.
The Fighting Charlie Strongs.
Where they held the College Football National Championship, the Buccaneer Stadium.
Okay.
So you're probably going to have 30,000 Alabama fans.
Absolutely.
So that kind of takes it away where it's technically not like a 40,000-seat stadium, you know, where South Florida might hold an advantage in a sense of the crowd, I guess you could say. But I give credit to South Florida. They're going to be playing Miami. They're going to be hosting Miami. They're going to be hosting Florida. They're going to be hosting Alabama.
No.
And the reason why they get to do this is because they signed those 3-for-1 deals or 2-for-1 deals. And you have to think about UCF now. They just look like they have egg on their face because they're not getting the big game. They ain't getting the big game. Alabama, Florida, Miami. Good Lord. And I know why Alabama took that. Alabama takes that game because they can get so much recruiting done while they're down in Tampa getting ready for it and at the game itself. Alabama coming to down to Central Florida to play in a game, it helps with recruiting. I get that. Don't think it's anything else besides that. And also probably because they knew that it wasn't going to be a home game, technically. So looking at that point of view, I applaud Alabama for doing something like this. I applaud them for taking a shot, and also I applaud USF for agreeing to a contract like that when you've got UCF sitting around and they won't touch anything like it. Two of the games are going to be in Tuscaloosa and the other game down in Tampa. So, hey, look, is what it is. Congratulations to them. Wait a minute. Something's going on. Is something going on in the Lakers?
What happened?
I don't know. I've seen one account tweet this. And usually it's not a fake account, so I'm not going to say anything yet.
You're not going to let me in on what's going on?
Has to do with Frank Vogel. I can't find anything else.
Okay. I mean, did he already quit?
No.
Wow, Frank.
It was just one account saying that Frank Vogel was not going to be there and Jason Kidd would take over. So that's, I don't think it's happening. I think it was just one account being stupid. Yeah, I think it was just one account.
Eventually, Jason Kidd's probably going to snipe
Is he eventually going to get that job?
Probably. I mean, that speaks at something and, you know, something conspiracy theory if you want to go that route because, the reason why Frank Vogel got the job and why Ty Lue got it, Frank Vogel was willing to let the Lakers brass pick his assistant coaches. Ty Lue was not. Ty Lue is smarter. He's like, he ain't going to pick my assistant that's going to, you know, eventually be my successor. That's what it looks like to me on the outside.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you where this came from because this person has 15,300 followers. It was from Sports Betting Locks at Locked Bets. And
it's one of those betting locks, like odds that he'll be the coach.
No, it says sources have said the Lakers have just fired Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd will now be the head coach. The drama continues.
Sports betting odds?
Sports betting locks. It's at Locks Bet. At Locked Bets. I don't, whatever. I have no idea.
No way.
I promise you.
I see it right now, but that's no way. If that was the case, it'd be all on the bottom line right now.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be huge news. They just hired the man.
I'm not feeding into it. I'm just letting you know of what a dumb person says on Twitter. Yeah. And maybe this person is correct as well. We never know. Whatever.
I mean, I guess they could be.
Nothing would surprise me whatsoever. What'd you do last night?
Well, I worked a little bit the other job. There wasn't much sports on. That was a tough thing about last night.
It's like baseball and that's it.
I mean, that was all. And even the baseball games kind of ended pretty early. There wasn't really any great games on. So I'm pretty glad that the Eastern Conference finals are back on tonight. And because there's not even if you're like trying to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, you still got a little bit to watch that.
That's true.
Stanley Cup finals.
I was following barges last night.
Barges, like actual barges?
They had bad storms in Missouri.
Yeah.
There were two barges that got away.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was following last night. And they just crashed into a dam. Hmm. That's like, this is the craziest thing you'll see.
That is crazy.
Today. Like, it's crazy. Literally, these two barges got away last night. And they got loose on the Arkansas River. And there's a dam. And then they got stuck on some rocks last night. They had bad weather up there. And they thought the whole time that things were going to run right in this dam. Well, they just did. Hmm. And I got video of it sinking. That's crazy. It blows my mind. But no, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked there from there with that great video that I'll now have to retweet where everybody knows what I'm talking about because Chance gets on to me about that. But...
You know, the videos.
Yeah, no, it's the videos. I can just start watching it on my phone and continue to play it out.
You know, the one thing, yeah. Switching back real fast, you were talking about Juwan Howard because it was up on the TV just recently, too. I think he has a little bit better advantage, too. Like, why I'd have a little bit more faith in him is because where he's coming from. He's coming from the Miami organization. That's, like, one of the most respected organizations in the NBA as far as, like, the player development, the coaches from top to bottom. What Eric Spoelstra did, he went from a scout guy to the head coach, gets two titles. Obviously, he had some great players, though, too. But, like, what he's done, he's probably going to be his successor to Pat Riley as far as president of basketball operations. Pat Riley has, like, talked about that over the years, grooming Eric Spoelstra for that. Like, he's in that organization, so I feel like him coaching under Spoelstra and just learning how.
You think it was Pat Riley that helped him as well, probably?
Yeah, Pat Riley, of course. I think both of those guys. It's a really good organization to be an assistant coach for, so I think that should help him as well.
I don't disagree. Let me say it that way. But also, I look at it and I think, okay. If Tennessee's coaching job was open, okay?
Yeah.
Would Juwan Howard have been a candidate at Tennessee?
No, because it's a Michigan thing. I'll agree with that. It's a Michigan thing. I don't think that he – now maybe he's a
straight up going back.
He's a candidate for other lower-level college basketball jobs. But, no, he wouldn't have been one for Tennessee. Absolutely not.
So I'm just trying to think outside the box here on where he would go with, you know, his position. So, hey, is what it is. He got the job, and we'll continue to talk about this. Let's go ahead and pop a break. We come back on the other side. We're going to have Jason Martin join us from 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Look forward to having him on. Lots of stuff to talk about in the mid-state. Especially the past draft and the revenue that brought in. Good Lord, over $100 million. Talk about that and a lot more coming up on the other side. It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it, scream from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have. Rolling along in the 1 o'clock hour here as we get this day going for everybody. Hope everybody's having a good lunch, whatever you were doing. I still can't get over I tweeted it out so everybody can take a look at it now. So everybody can enjoy the barge video now. No damage. All that good stuff.
You're really following barges.
I was last night.
Bruh.
I was last night. Bruh. I don't know. So it was good. Somebody had asked me a question. Where do I think KD? Jason Martin said he answered it and hung up. Is what it is. Live radio for you. Somebody asked me last night, sent me a tweet, and they were asking me about KD and where do I think he would end up. And I honestly have no idea. I would imagine that he would end up with the New York Knicks, but we'll see how that plays out in a sense of can he take over a city. And would he be able to potentially, be able to fill up more space with better players? Who can he convince to come to New York with him as well? And I think that's going to be the key thing. So I that's a story we'll continue to follow and look at, and we'll see how much KD and Boogie play in the NBA Finals. Let's go to the phone lines now. Happy to be joined by Jason Martin from 104.5 The Zone's The Big Six. Hey, buddy, good afternoon to you.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. A little bit warm these days. Looks like the sun has finally found us.
Goodness gracious, man. It gets up to like 90 out of nowhere. So it's starting to trip me out a little bit, buddy. I'll take it. Just go jump into a pool, bud. You'll be okay. You still with me? Hopefully Jason didn't just pass out. That was not good. Maybe we should call him back.
Lost him.
Yeah, the last thing he said was the heat's really getting to me, and the phone went out. So hopefully Jason Martin's good, and we'll get him back on the line here. And Ole Miss has eliminated Texas A&M from the SEC baseball tournament 1-0. The first game of the tournament where the better seed team did not win. Let's see. Somebody, you know, a lot of them are saying by going 1-2 in the SEC tournament, the Aggies did not wrap up the regional host. They stay on the hosting, the bubble is what they were saying. So we'll see how that plays out. Tennessee looks to still, I would imagine, I keep hearing Raleigh. So maybe that plays out. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We're rejoined again by Jason Martin. Hey, buddy, you good?
He said that he couldn't hear you before. I'm not sure. It might be something on our end, or possibly could be something on his end. We lost him again, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Live radio.
That's great. All right. Well, Jason Martin, maybe not being able to join us. I don't know what's going on, Chance. I have no idea, but we'll try to figure it out and see what's going on. This is live radio for you. So it is. Are we trying this again, Chance Collins? Yeah, it looks like we are.
Well, I think he tried to call back.
Okay.
And I think there was still something going on with the phones.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's figure out the phones. Live radio. It's not playing out the way that it should play out.
Nah, these things tend to happen sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Did they have problems with it earlier? We'll never know because nobody ever says anything.
Nobody relate if there was.
No,
I don't think they would. Well, the guys are forced. They don't field that many phone calls.
No, not at all. I'm sitting here watching the horrible video of Sue Bird going down.
She's out.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And that's with, I guess that happened, what, overseas or something?
Yeah, she's been in the league 17 years.
Yeah, a long time.
I'm going to miss this upcoming season.
She was actually doing like some player development work for like the NBA. Like, I don't know if it was like an intern role or something like that. She was doing something with one of the teams.
I can get more into women's basketball than I can WNBA. College basketball.
Really?
Just letting you know. Yeah. I can't get into WNBA basketball.
I would say it's easier to get into the WNBA more. Not saying that I get into either of them with as much gusto as any other sport, but just because you know the names.
Right.
Just because you know the names is why I would say it's easier.
Sporting News has released their bowl matchups. If we want to try him one more time, we'll do that. If it does not work, then it does not work. It kind of is what it is. That's live radio for you. But Sporting News has released their bowl projections for 2019. And good God, we're sitting here at the end of May and we're already doing bowl projections for 2019, which blows my mind. But we're going to talk about them. I'm going to go over the bowl games. We can go through the SEC if we want to. I mean, not the SEC, the non-SEC teams. Which we probably will, so we'll figure that out. I'm looking at the first one, you know, the New Orleans Bowl, which is usually the Sun Belt Bowl. You know, that's usually Marshall, you know, and that's going to be Appalachian State. Hopefully it's South Alabama. Hopefully it's my Jaguars. That's what I'm kind of hoping this year. That it is my Jaguars that make it to the New Orleans Carrier Bowl, because I would love to go to the New Orleans Carrier Bowl. We're going to try him one more time. If this doesn't work, then I'm calling the technician in. So we'll see. Jason Martin, are you there? Are you alive and are you okay? And Jason Martin can't hear me.
Barely hear you. I don't know what's up, man.
Okay. All right, no, I understand.
We'll work on it, man. My apologies. We'll figure this out. I don't know if it's my end or your end or what's going on, but I just can barely hear you.
Okay, then we'll continue to roll here just for a minute.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, no.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, so that ain't working. So we need to figure this out.
Yeah, I don't think it's not our end, because our levels, like, not saying anything about what Jason on the phone, he's on the, like,
it's
level.
Jason's fault.
Yeah, levels are perfect. Okay. Podcast levels are perfect. Levels on the board. There's no reason why he should not have been able to hear you. Okay. I don't know. It's weird.
That's all good.
It's weird.
That's all good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll regroup. We'll figure out what the hell's going on.
You need to take a huddle?
I want to take a huddle because I want to figure out what's going on with the darn phone lines. If it's us or them. Let's do it. We'll come back on the other side. It's optional, literally, today. It's definitely optional today on Fox Sports Knoxville. Get things figured out sooner rather than later. Not on our end. It's all good.
Think we're good.
Hope everybody's enjoying the day.
This is like the one time we can be like, no, we're good.
SportingNews.com released their 2019 College Football Bowl projections. And I'm just going to go through these because I don't really care if it's SEC or not because I love bowl games.
We'll go through them.
The Auto Nation Cure Bowl, which is I think is the bowl game down in Orlando. They have Arkansas State playing Tulane. The Las Vegas Bowl, which I think would be fun.
Would that be in Las Vegas?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's in Reno. They'll have
that doesn't make any sense.
I'm just kidding with you. They play at UNLV,
right?
Stadium.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Trey.
Sooner than later, they'll play it at the new Las Vegas Stadium.
Yes, the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders, which will be a lot of different ones. Fresno State, UCLA. The Gildan, New Mexico Bowl. FIU versus Boise State.
Love the Gildan, New Mexico Bowl.
At least they're not having to play in the Potato Bowl. Which
the Fighting Butch Davises.
The Raycon Media Camellia Bowl, which is in Montgomery, Alabama.
Miss Raycon. Jefferson Pilot.
Western Michigan versus Troy. I don't have a problem with that.
No Neil Brown, probably not going to watch it.
Nah. The Cherry Bundy Tart Cherry Boca. What the?
What?
The Cherry Bundy Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wonder if is that a real company? The Cherry Bunda Tart Cherry.
No, it probably is. Wow.
Boca Raton Bowl, North Texas versus Memphis.
Okay.
The DXL Frisco Bowl.
Oh, love the Frisco Bowl.
Actually, I do. Toledo versus South Florida.
I'll probably watch that.
The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Gasparilla Bowl.
That's the Independence Bowl, right?
I think so. I forget.
UAB versus Cincinnati.
Luke Fickell.
Former Fighting Butch Joneses. The Bahamas Bowl, which I think any team should love to go play at, besides the field is a big turd.
Nassau.
Yeah, Northern Illinois versus La Tech. The former Fighting Derek Dooley's.
I probably would not watch that one.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Eastern Michigan versus Utah State. Eastern Michigan is the team that their intro onto the field is them tearing down a concrete wall. With a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
I was going to say stupid, but cool.
I think it's pretty cool.
Exude
your dominance.
The Jared Birmingham Bowl features Houston and Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Got to go to Jared.
Okay.
No free shout-outs. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Arizona
State. Love the
State,
Armed Forces Bowl,
Boston
Trey.
College.
I'd watch the Fighting Herm Edwards.
My favorite bowl game of them all.
Ooh.
The Dollar General Bowl.
Mm.
Ohio versus Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah, what do you give as a care package from the Dollar General Bowl?
Probably a lot of old DVDs,
like Belk and stuff. They get a lot of you know gift cards, like and stuff like that. Shopping spree,
some knockoff like headphones.
What the hell do you get from the Dollar General executives?
Some knockoff headphones, Cheetos. I mean, if you got like a $200 gift card in there, man, you'd be set with like stuff you need for your house.
You can rack up.
You got a lot of Clorox. Some Coca-Cola.
The Dollar General Bowl.
Yeah, I know. They don't hate on Mobile.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
sorry.
Damn it.
But of course Alabama.
The Hawaii Bowl. BYU versus Nevada.
Okay.
BYU will be coming to Knoxville this upcoming year. I have put in a request for their head coach, and I think that's going to happen. So look forward to having him on. The Serve Pro First Responders Bowl.
Okay.
Texas Tech and Northwestern.
Yeah.
The Quick Lane Bowl. Two former Tennessee coaches going up against each other, Purdue and NC State. Jeff Brohm facing Dave Doran.
Born Doran.
According to one person. The Cheez-It Bowl. USC and Baylor. Damn, that would be a rude awakening for USC.
Yeah.
Go to the Cheez-It Bowl. This is dude's last year. Clay Helton.
It's
USC.
Gotta be.
Last year.
It has to be.
Especially if they crap the bed.
There's no
way. If they go 7-5.
I think he has to have 10 wins to stay.
There's no way. Especially with JT Daniels at quarterback.
They got to have 10 wins for him to get to be brought back.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Or it should be 10 wins.
Should be.
Still surprised they brought him back in the first place.
I think they brought him back because Lynn Swan couldn't grab the cojones and make a deal happen. No, actually, we had the Independence Bowl. The Walk-Ons, Independence Bowl. Walk-Ons is a restaurant along the Gulf Coast. Drew Brees is a majority owner. South Carolina, Wake Forest. Former, the Fighting Dave Clawsons. Should be fun.
Okay.
New Era Pinstripe Bowl, which is at Yankee Stadium. Now, this is actually fun. Michigan State versus Vatek.
I'd watch that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to it, though. The Red Box Bowl. Now, Red Box probably be some cool. Well, see, nobody goes to Red Box anymore.
Yeah, you got
you
Netflix.
You go to Red Box anymore?
No. I got Netflix. I got Hulu. HBO.
Yeah, but they're still everywhere, though.
They are. Like,
they're at Walgreens, Circle K's.
Probably the last time I used
it. You know what a Circle K is?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Gas station. Last time I went to a Red Box probably was because, like, where I was at didn't have, like, any internet access and we needed something to watch or something. Like, nah, nobody does Red Box. I mean, when they first came out, oh, yeah. That was because, like, nobody wanted to get Netflix and have to wait 2 days or 3 days, however long it took to get the DVDs there, then send them back and deal with that. Like, yeah, go to Red Box, get a movie, take it back next day. Yeah, it was fun.
Did you ever lose a DVD?
Yeah, I didn't lose one, but I
$20. Yeah, some stupid.
I paid like
three-year-old movie.
$25 for Gone Baby Gone.
Did you really?
Yeah, with Casey Affleck.
See, that's an interesting movie. Okay, In your opinion, is Morgan Freeman the bad guy in the movie? I know what he's doing. Spoiler alert! I don't care. The damn movie's been out 10 years. But he's the one that takes care of the baby. But he's in on it with Ed Harris.
Yeah, I would say. I'd say he's semi-bad guy. I would definitely say that.
Would you have left the child with Morgan Freeman? If you were Casey Affleck, would you have called the cops on Morgan Freeman?
It's Morgan Freeman, man.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
It's the voice.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you feel comforted by the voice. Nah, probably wouldn't have called the cops.
That is a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
The girl's in it, too. Michelle
Monaghan.
By the way,
just so we know about my movie choices, they get 94 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Gone Baby Gone?
Yeah.
It's a 94?
94.
Okay, well, that's my movie choice, too, because it's good.
I thought it out there. But, yeah, I had to pay, like, $29 for that damn movie back in the day. Not because I lost it, because, like, it got to a point where it was like, oh, it's been, like, 12 days overdue. It's like, might as well just keep it now. I'm not going to go pay like $15, and then I could just kept it the extra 3 days.
Pretty much you paid $30 for Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, but that was probably when DVDs were like at least 20 still. So I paid probably 10 more.
Yeah, that was a pain in the butt that they were so expensive. Especially Blu-rays, like really didn't matter back in the day.
Blu-rays.
Okay, Redbox, you need to work on something here.
I've watched like maybe 3 Blu-rays, I feel like. Probably more, but still. Blu-rays.
What if there was okay? This is a question I've always wanted to ask. If there was still a Blockbuster out there, and they charge like
there is one,
I know that
there's Alaska,
that
right?
One, I know, yeah. But I'm saying if they charged $1.99 for a new release movie, but you had to pay like $5.99 on Roku or Hulu, whatever, would you go to Blockbuster to get the movie?
If they charged how much again?
$1.99.
Would I go to a Blockbuster versus like renting it?
Paying for like $5.99,
$3.99 on Amazon Prime.
The new movies cost like $4 or $5.
When I throw in the cost of gas, going to get it, having to return it, it costs more. In the end, it costs a lot more than what the $5.99 movie I can go ahead and click on demand, rent it, have it for however many days. Done with, don't have to go anywhere.
24 hours.
Don't have to take it back. Yeah, also, 24 hours. I can decide to watch a movie at any time of the day. Let's not forget that part.
I have a good site for you, but whatever. I'll tell you that off here. The Academy Sports and Outdoors, not that. It's a site to go get movies. Oh. Okay, that came out. It's a site to go get, like, new releases.
Oh.
That still came out wrong. Oh. Like, cinema movie.
Transition.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. That's actually pretty fun. TCU versus Mississippi State.
Yeah, I'd watch that one. Academy Sports Outdoor Texas Bowl.
The Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman. Army versus North Carolina. No.
Army could actually probably upset the Fighting Mac Browns in that one.
The Camping World Bowl, Oklahoma State versus Pittsburgh. See, this is the type of game that I'm talking about here. This is the type of game that I'm talking about here. This is the Camping World Bowl is at the Citrus Bowl. They don't call it that now. It's Camping World State. Did we have a phone call?
We do. Westchester wants to chime in.
Westchester, you're breaking up my Camping World Bowl talk. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Trey, I can't hear you either.
Damn it. You better be able to hear me.
It's really, really faint. I'm not lying to you.
See, okay. I don't know what's going on. That's weird.
Maybe hit the red button.
Never hit the red button. You never want to hit the red button.
Maybe we need to figure this thing out, Chance, then, if he can't hear me. I don't know. Westchester, if you can't hear me, what's on your mind? Just start talking.
I feel like that's something.
All right, I'm assuming y'all can hear me.
Yes. I can hear you great.
Yes.
All right, well, I want to start with a shout-out to the crew working the SEC tournament. They're not paid enough for having to sit there as long as they did last night. And first pitch this morning after that game was 9:32 local, so they all had to be back for that. And LSU is slated for a 12:42 first pitch after that game. So that's kind of rough for them. Luckily, with state winning, they get another 8-hour rest. So they're probably not even up yet. But I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I just had to call you guys on the second last day of your show in case I didn't get a chance to call you tomorrow. Certainly one of the top three ebony-ivory combinations on this station in its history. And appreciate what you guys have done and look forward to your new careers and your new direction.
Thank you buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Westchester. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. See?
Westchester trying to be nice.
Yeah, he was trying to be nice by not pointing it out that it was us.
Is it us?
Yeah.
I don't think it's us, though. Like, that's a broad... The broad generalization. It's us. We came in here, turned it on. I don't know if it's us.
I'm going to put it on the previous crew that was in here.
Yep. That's what I always do.
That was Talk Sports that will be airing from 12 to 3 starting on Tuesday.
Cheap
plug.
Talk Sports.
It was all their damn fault.
Talk Sports.
All right, I'm going back through these things. A couple more.
Go for it.
Alamo Bowl, Utah State, Iowa State. Don't really care. Now, I do love this game, the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Holiday Bowl is always fun. Washington versus Iowa. Getting to the SEC, the Belk Bowl. Ole Miss versus Florida State.
I'll take that one. A pretty good matchup.
The Hyundai Sunday Sun Bowl, Washington State versus Miami, a big year
for
Manny Diaz. Don't worry about it.
The Hyundai Sunday?
Yeah, I did.
Hyundai?
Kentucky versus Virginia in the Franklin American Mortgage City Bowl, Music City Bowl. Damn. Ben Lee texts me during the show. It is your fault, Ben Lee. You've screwed something up in here. And he wants to say that he's the best producer in the city. Well, I highly doubt that if the phone lines aren't working.
It's true.
Something's going on with you, bruh. So figure out the show, best producer in town.
Who's he going up against in this category he keeps giving himself this award to?
I think he's going up against Joel Silverberg over at the Sports Animal, which Joel's a good guy.
Do these people know they're in a contest with Ben?
No, I don't think they do.
Like maybe they might want to step their game up if they knew.
Or
is it a one-man race because he's competing with himself?
He said he's going up against every producer in Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see that? Now you're pushing it a little bit.
Oh, huh.
He's the best producer in the bleeping city.
Really?
Yeah. See, now you're kind of pushing your luck on that one. I mean, I'd agree. He's a good producer. I agree. He's a staple point of Fox Sports.
I feel like John does a lot of their production work, though. So how can he claim John makes a lot of the lead ins and a lot of their drops. John cuts up their podcast, the best of. I feel like John Reed is the best producer in all of Knoxville.
I'm not hating on Ben Lee. I mean, Ben Lee is a good guy.
I think he came up with all their little pump the brake stuff. I feel like John Reed is the best producer in all of Knoxville.
You said it. I didn't say anything.
Everybody was thinking it.
Well, Ben Lee's going to come in here and just start flipping out. Maybe he can come in here and fix the damn phone lines that he screwed up so bad.
If he wants to flip out, he come in here and that's another thing. Check your mic connection. People keep saying they can't hear Trey. They're not saying they can't hear Chance. Dude, I bet you that was what it was the whole time. Your box was it was unplugged, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't unplugged.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was. You have a look on your face like it was unplugged the whole time.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I think it's you, homie.
Yeah, I think you were unplugged.
No, it wasn't. I'm never unplugged. I'm always plugged in.
You're always plugged in, ear to the streets. Woke.
See, woke. That producer out there who calls himself the best said he can hear me perfectly.
Ear to the streets. Ear to the
streets.
Yeah,
so it didn't happen. No, I mean, I agree. Look, we have a staple of good producers around here. I think Davey Hudson's was one of them. Till he took a sabbatical to focus on his law career. That's good because I'm sure somebody is going to need a lawyer in the, you know, not in the near future, but you never know down the line. Chance Ben said he's going to kill you. So I look at this in the way that the station's been put together, and I think everybody does their job here. And they do a good one.
I think they do too. I just didn't want Ben taking credit for what John does.
Well, also, Ben screwed up the phone lines, I think. So
apparently. Well, hey, but like what he said, people can hear us on the air, and the podcast is running. So I feel like that's like half the battle.
All right,
today.
Getting back to it. The Nova Loans.
We're going back to the bowl games.
The Nova please, Home Loans Arizona Bowl. I will fight you too if I have to. I shouldn't have read that on there. That was from Ben Lee. Sorry. I'm like Ron Burgundy.
You are. You will read anything that anybody sends you.
Georgia Southern versus San Diego State. Don't care. The Tax Layer Bowl. Here you go, folks. Here you go. Tennessee versus Nebraska. Two programs fledgling right now, not knowing how to get back on track.
Both in that kind of same category.
Scott Frost.
Blue Bloods. Trying to get their respective universities. Scott Frost trying to get his alma mater. Jeremy Pruitt, you know, second-year head coach, trying to show his worth. And both have storied pasts that they have to live up to. So that's, I mean, think about Scott Frost, too. He's got to live up, you know, Tom Osborne expectations there. I think he can get it done. Who knows if they'll ever be playing for titles, but it'd be pretty cool to have the hometown kid back there, and he's going to recruit. They struggled at first of the year last year. They started getting it done at the end of the year. I think Tennessee would lose that game right now if I had to bet. Adrian Martinez, everybody's like, he's like the sleeper Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
How does that make Vol fans feel?
About Adrian Martinez, I don't think they could have helped him.
You don't think so? Because Jeremy Pruitt pretty much elected just not to keep him.
Yeah, but you also had John Curry's ass out there making phone calls
but
on
also,
behalf of the UT Athletic Department.
Let's also be honest that, hey, man, he would be a much better quarterback right now than Jerry Garantano. Anybody going to debate that? Mm-hmm. Rather have Adrian Martinez in here?
No comment on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't. I honestly, Nebraska's not working with much either right now. They're that program. Look, man, let's be real honest here. Nebraska hadn't done much in the last 10 years to make you go, hey, I want to go to Nebraska, just as much as Tennessee hasn't done much in the last 10 years to make you, hey, I want to go to Knoxville.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Tennessee's been putting together some pretty decent recruiting classes. But you're kind of in the same thing. If you're going to go to one, look, if you're going to go to one of these college-type towns, I think Knoxville is more than a college town. Knoxville's not a college town.
You don't think so?
I think in certain areas it's a college town.
No,
but not like Tuscaloosa, okay? Not like Auburn. Not like Mississippi State.
Well, I think Knoxville's a college town just because I know from, like, you know, the way, like, a lot of the commerce business works. Like, whenever, you know, football season's going on, like, a lot of merchants, restaurants, whatever, bars, everybody, businesses doing well, making all the money. Football season, when the kids come back from school, it's like that, too. When they go to school, when they're coming back from school, they make more money. That's how I kind of related to it as being a college town because it's – when you go out downtown or – on the strip somewhere during the school year, packed a lot of places.
What the hell's left on the strip to go hang out at?
There's still like Half Barrel and a couple other spots out there, not to give anybody any free pub today, but there's a couple other spots out there. But I'm just saying, like, as far as like, but when it's all out, I mean, like, it's a ghost town, and that's even like downtown too. Like, and like the people can tell you that on the business and stuff right here. Like, I would say it's more of a college town. Just me, but I know where you're. I know where you're. But yeah, it does extend, and it's not just, you know, a 20-mile radius. Yeah, of course it does do that. Now, I guess that could be some, if you want to play devil's advocate on that part. But I still feel like it's a college town, just the kind of way it works up here, like the seasons of, you know, the college. This is what it feels like to me ever since I've been up here. Purely college town.
But places like, okay, and I'm just saying this, places like Tuscaloosa, that's a full-blooded college town.
Most people aren't just moving to Knoxville. No, a lot of people are for the mountains and the beautiful scenery. Just to move to East Tennessee, you've either lived here, grew up here, or you came to school here and stayed. These are a lot of stories here. Or you might get a job at the Oak Ridge or something, at the lab. But, like, it's always, like, you know, kind of transplant. And a lot of people, you know, stayed from college. But I can see what you're saying because it does extend. It's not just, like, this, you know, 20-mile, 15-mile subset radius that is just, like, you know, just this little, like, pond of being a college town.
I don't know. Westchester said he didn't hear a word you were saying either. Something's up.
Westchester drinks a lot.
So damn.
He tells us all the time.
Okay, well, hopefully you didn't hear that. Let's go to break. It's optional today. Fox Sports Knoxville. We're being taken over by aliens here at the studio. I still blame Ben Lee for it. Tends to happen. I want to go back to this for a minute. Outside of downtown Knoxville and outside of the strip and the whole campus and everything, though, I mean, you've got Powell, you've got Farragut, you've got all these areas where
but as far as in, all right, but when you think like about
Auburn,
college town too,
you really have Lee County.
You also think about what's bringing the most money into the economy. What do you think is bringing the most money into this economy?
Oh, I know what's bringing the most money into it.
It's the university.
Right.
And, you know, everything that pumping all the kids that go to university, you know, the athletics, that's pumping the most money back into the Knoxville community, back into the economy. Without that, Knoxville is not one of the top, you know, cities in America with the most restaurants per capita. And think about how many restaurants are here in Knoxville. Like those things happen, hence because this area being a college town. Like, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you got Farragut, you got Powell in Tuscaloosa. It's Tuscaloosa there, and I'm guessing I've never been down there, so I'm guessing there's not much else, like other little cities or little towns around, I'm guessing, little townships.
There is. I mean, you got to go 20 minutes east to get to Hoover.
Okay.
And maybe longer than that, really. It's about 56 miles from Birmingham to Tuscaloosa. Hour and a half to Starkville, about 96 miles, I guess, something around those lines. You're 50 some odd miles to the casinos in Philadelphia. The comparisons between.
It's a good question, though, to pose to other people.
Athens.
Is Knoxville.
Auburn. Tuscaloosa.
Is it a college town? Trey Wallace says no. I tend to think yes, it is.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll come back on the other side. Talk more about this.